What is this about?
Redemption, embezzlement, and forgery.
Kind of underhanded, don't you think?
Hey, Michael, how are you going?
I'm going pretty well today, Alex. I've got a couple of very different films today. I'll start off with a film called The Burnt Orange Heresy. This is a European film, but it stars Elizabeth Debicki, who's Australian. Claes Bang, he's a Danish actor, probably the Danish actor you get when Nikolai Coster-Waldau is not available. Mick Jagger and Donald Sutherland. It's directed by a fellow called Giuseppe Capitondi, who's directed a lot of European TV. Now, James Figueres, played by Bang, is an art critic doing the lecture circuit in Europe. At one of these lectures, he meets the gorgeous and slightly mysterious Berenice, played by Elizabeth Debicki, who claims to be a teacher from Duluth, Minnesota. There's an instant attraction, so the next scene involves a lot of bedroom gymnastics, followed by Figueres inviting Berenice for the weekend up to billionaire art patron and possibly the devil himself, Joseph Cassidy's mansion on Lake Como for the weekend. Now, Cassidy has acclaimed artist Joseph Debney, played by Donald Sutherland, using a cottage on his estate. The thing is, nobody has seen a new work from Debney in years, and Cassidy, a man whose moral compass probably doesn't always point true north, thinks Figueres is just the man to convince Debney to hand over one of his paintings. Having the beautiful and charming Berenice along should also help things. Debney is, of course, totally charmed by Berenice, and long-hidden shocking secrets are revealed. This isn't going to end well for somebody. Now, be prepared for a lot of deviousness, subterfuge, double-crossing, and extreme violence. In this noirish thriller, that's not really very thrilling until the last act, when everything happens in quite a rush. Maybe I'm just used to films being longer these days, but I was surprised that the film wrapped up in 99 minutes after such a slow burn for the first 65 to 70. Now, whilst Bang and Debicki are suitably sultry and enigmatic and Sutherland a bit kooky, my favourite character in this film was Mick Jagger's Joseph Cassidy. Jagger is perfectly cast as this slimy character, and it makes you wonder why Mick Jagger isn't cast in more movies, until you remember the ones he's actually been in. The Burnt Orange Heresy also raises an interesting question for our times. What is truth?
Truth. Come on.
Now, if you enjoy noir films from the 40s and 50s, you'll probably get a kick out of The Burnt Orange Heresy, though the sex and violence have certainly been ratcheted up. Others may find The Burn just a little too slow and not warm to the film at all.
I have to say, it was a bit of a surprise when I just saw Mick Jagger's face suddenly pop up, and it made me go back and have a look at if he's been in any movies, and one of my favourites was 2008, uncredited as bank employee in The Bank Job.
Yeah, well, Mick Jagger shows in this film that he can actually act, and he's got quite a screen presence, but I think he has to be cast in the right part, and it's got to be kind of small.
And so now you're moving on to a movie that's got one of the weirdest names. I mean, it made me feel very uncomfortable. The words baby teeth, they just, I don't know, it just made me feel a little bit unsettled. When I read that, I just assumed you'd thrown another horror movie at me.
This one is definitely not a horror movie. Baby Teeth is a little Australian film that stars Eliza Scanlon, who was in Little Women, Toby Wallace, who did a stint on Neighbours a few years ago, Essie Davis, who you might remember as Miss Fisher from Miss Fisher and the Crypt of Tears, Ben Mendelsohn, who's been in just about every Australian movie worth watching over the last 30 years, and has also done a slew of bad guy roles in Hollywood films recently. This film is directed by Shannon Murphy, who, like the previous director of the other film that I just spoke about, has done lots of TV like Killing Eve, On the Ropes, and Rake. Now, based on the play by Rita Kalniyase, Baby Teeth is the story of Miller, played by Scanlon. She's a young girl suffering from a serious illness and looks ready to give up until she meets Moses, played by Wallace. He's a real no-hoper, junkie, drug dealer type, and she meets him on the station one day. Miller's immediately smitten.
If I give you 50, you have to do something for me.
Why do these girls always go for dead shits? And her parents, Henry, played by Mendelsohn, and Anna, played by Davis, are horrified, of course.
I'll do anything. Can he please stay?
Miller, he threatened me with a meat prong.
You threatened my wife with a meat prong?
But Miller has embraced a new lust for life, and her enthusiasm is infectious. It's Miller's unbridled lust for life and plenty of oddball characters, not least being Miller's parents or new boyfriend Moses, and sense of humour and joy that elevate what could have been just another depressing movie of the week style film into something so much more engaging and ultimately satisfying to watch.
Oh, God.
I lost my hair.
It looks cool. It's like way better than the one that I gave you.
Baby Teeth started out life as a play, but Rita Kalniayis has obviously stripped back much of the dialogue, making it a much more believable drama to watch on screen. And director Shannon Murphy's background in TV comes in handy as the story is told in episodic style. Murphy has also done a remarkable job of filming in Sydney without making it obvious where any of the locations are. Toby Wallace deservedly won the Best Young Actor Award at the Venice Film Festival for his performance as the highly addicted yet charismatic and charming Moses, and he and Scanlon have terrific chemistry together. Mendelsohn and Davis also bounce off each other beautifully as Miller's highly dysfunctional parents, Henry and Anna. You can't help but smile when they're both on screen together.
I have no idea what you're feeling.
I can't feel anything because I can't breathe because you take up all the air.
There's a lot going on in Baby Teeth. Some viewers may not be able to get past a few issues, but that's exactly what the film is encouraging the viewer to do. An intense and satisfying experience, Baby Teeth will leave its mark on you.
Hey, Michael, thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Pleasure.
This is the worst possible parenting I can imagine.